In the quiet moments of study, amidst the rustling pages of history, I find myself wandering through the annals of time. It's curious, isn't it? How the tapestry of human existence is woven with threads of myriad colors, each strand a story, a custom, a belief. In the texts of old, stories unfold tales of kings and prophets, of battles and peace, of love and, yes, of marriage. Abraham, Jacob, David, Solomon. Names that echo through the corridors of time, each associated with the practice of polygamy. A custom as ancient as the hills upon which their cities stood. It's fascinating, the way these narratives present polygamy not merely as a fact, but as a facet of their times, interwoven with the social, political, and religious tapestry of their eras. Gideon, Esau, Elkanah, the list goes on, each story adding depth to the complex mosaic of human history. But what does it mean for us, standing here in the light of modern day, looking back at these ancient practices? Can we, should we, judge the past by the standards of the present? Or is there wisdom in understanding, in recognizing the multitude of ways in which humanity has sought to navigate the waters of life, love, and kinship? In these reflections, I find no answers, only more questions. Questions about the nature of progress, about the paths we've taken, and the roads yet to travel. And in the silent communion with the past, I am reminded that history is not just a record of where we've been, but a mirror, reflecting who we are, and perhaps, who we wish to become.